This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. A high voter turnout of over 62.37% was reported in the 102 Lok Sabha seats, which went to polls in the first phase of the Lok Sabha elections yesterday. Polling remained largely peaceful, with voters from various walks of life participating enthusiastically, despite the heat wave, in a dazzling display of civic responsibility and pride. The 102 constituencies are spread over 17 states and 4 union territories. A total of 1,625 candidates were in the fray in this phase. Senior BJP leaders and union ministers Nitin Gadkari, Sarbanand Sonowal, Kiran Rijiju, Dr. Jitendra Singh, Sanjeev Balyan, and as well as BJP leaders Tamilisai Soundararajan and Jitin Prasad, and Congress leaders Gaurav Gogoi, Karthi Chidambaram, and Nakul Nath, and DMK's Dayanidhi Maran are prominent faces whose political fate was sealed in the EVMs yesterday. The Election Commission thanked voters and the entire election machinery. 56 villages in Chhattisgarh's Bastar and the Champin tribe of Great Nicobar voted for the first time. The Champin tribe are the indigenous people of the interior of Great Nicobar Island and are designated as a particularly vulnerable tribal group. A large number of first-time voters also participated enthusiastically. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said yesterday there was a great response to the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi thanked all those who voted. Scrutiny of nomination papers for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections will take place today. Filing of papers for the phase ended last evening. 94 parliamentary seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. Monday is the last day for the withdrawal of candidature. Filing of nominations for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls began on Thursday. 96 parliamentary seats spread over 9 states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of May. Simultaneously, notification was issued for single-phase assembly elections in Andhra Pradesh for 175 seats and the first phase of assembly polls in Odisha for 28 constituencies. With only a few days left for Lok Sabha polls in Kerala on the 26th of April, the three major political fronts are campaigning in full swing. Today, Union Minister and Senior BJP leader Nirmala Sitharaman is campaigning for NDA in Thiruvananthapuram. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi will visit Chalakudi, Pathanamthitta and Thiruvananthapuram constituencies for the UDF campaign today. Meanwhile, CPI National General Secretary D. Raja will campaign for LDF in Wayanad today. Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan is campaigning in Vadakara today. India delivered the first batch of BrahMos supersonic cruise missiles to the Philippines yesterday. According to official sources, the first batch was delivered on board transport aircraft of the Indian Air Force. The Philippines is acquiring the systems under the Horizon 2 of the Revised Armed Forces of the Philippines Modernization Program. In January 2022, the Philippines concluded a $375 million deal with India for three batteries of shore-based anti-ship variant of the BrahMos, becoming the first export customer for the joint venture missile between India and Russia. The United States has imposed sanctions on three China-based companies and one from Belarus for providing ballistic missile components to Pakistan. Companies Shandonglei Technology Development, Tianjin Creative Source International Trade and Grunpecht Co. Limited from China and Minsk Wheel Tractor Plant from Belarus supplied missile applicable items for Pakistan's ballistic missile program, including its long-range missile program. North Korea today said that it has conducted tests of a super-large cruise missile warhead and a new anti-aircraft missile in a western coastal area as it expands military capabilities in the face of deepening tensions with the U.S. and South Korea. North Korean state media said the test attained an unspecified certain goal. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad in Delhi this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Chennai Super Kings by 8 wickets in Lucknow last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.